All right. Today I'm interviewing Dan Chat, who is the Chief Commercial Officer at Stockpile, which is a provider of the world's first gift cards for stocks. Welcome, Dan.
Well, thanks for having me, Fred. Great to be here.
Great. Okay, why don't you, first of all, I want to tell you what a great idea I think this is. I think it's amazing to find a way to get more people involved in investing in the stock market. And why don't you start out by discussing real briefly what Stockpile is?
Sure. So, you know, this all started a few years ago when we were interested in giving something more meaningful for the holidays for our nieces and nephews and kids, rather than just more stuff that they threw away. We thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could actually give them stock?
Yeah.
And as it turned out, it was so complicated and expensive. We gave up. But always thought about, gosh, wouldn't it be great if we could make it as simple as buying a gift card, the ability to basically buy someone's stock in a fixed dollar and give it as a gift.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we've done. So we are now to over 14,000 locations for the holidays.
Wow.
It includes retailers like Target and Kroger, Staples, Lowe's, Safeway, Kmart, every type of demographic, every type of store. And the idea here is to make the stock market accessible to everyone, and particularly for kids and teens. They can now also open up an account, custodial account with their parents, and they can actually trade. You know, the problem is for most people is that they want to get started, and it's too expensive. It generally costs to buy one share of Amazon right now will cost you over $800.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the fees to open up an account and the commissions.
Yeah.
And here you can get started for $25.
Uh-huh. Now, I know in the past there have been companies that have sold, you know, like one share of a stock, and you get the certificate, but with so many companies now not even issuing certificates anymore, I think this is a great advance, a great step forward in this area.
We agree, and you know, in the age here of millennials and Gen Z, you know, we've made the experience very, very visual. So when you open up a Stockpile account, and we are a fully, you know, licensed SIPC insured brokerage account that you open, what you see are stocks kind of like in the form of a baseball card or Monopoly card, very visual. And we make the connection for people between the brands that companies own. So you may see Ben & Jerry's there, and then you learn that it's owned by Unilever.
Uh-huh.
So we make that connection between brands and companies so that people can basically buy what they own, buy what they know, and buy as little as $1 worth.
Yeah, and,
it really makes the connection today for people.
Yeah, I noticed when I was on your website that, like, for Berkshire Hathaway, you listed See's Candies and some of the other companies that Berkshire Hathaway owns. So that's a great idea.
If you're an owner of Procter & Gamble stock, for example, you may want to start buying Gillette razors instead of Schick, right? Mm-hmm. Or, Pampers instead of Huggies. And it helps people understand what they actually own.
Uh-huh.
And it makes that connection.
Can you explain, like, the process of a consumer buying a stock as a gift for their child, for example? Like, let's say they go into a store, they see, you know, Apple or Google or Amazon or some company that they like, they buy the card, and then what's the next step?
So just like an iTunes card or a Google Play card, there's a code on the back. You scratch off the back, you get your code, you go to stockpile.com, or you download the Stockpile app right there. And you simply type in the claim code, And if it's your first time, you'll be prompted with a few questions to open up an account. We've really made the account opening short, within about 2 minutes. You'll have a fully insured brokerage account opened, and then you'll have your stock in the account that night. So, it really is. We really wanted to eliminate lots of the complexities that are out there today. So now you can basically buy this off the shelf, like you said, you know, just like you buy anything else at the store, you know, using a credit card, debit card, or cash, and then you use it just like a card to redeem. You know, you give it to someone, they can type in the code, and then they'll be up and running, you know, very shortly. They can add to their positions. They can, you know, as my son and my daughter have gotten more of these cards, they just simply add to their positions. And if you don't like the stock that someone's given you on the card, the other thing that you can do is actually switch it to a different one. Oh. You know, if someone gives you Volkswagen stock and you're now not a big Volkswagen fan, you know, you can swap it out for Tesla, as an example.
Oh.
So the great thing here is that you can always ultimately get exactly what you want.
Uh-huh.
And once you have an account, you type the code in and you're done. You'll have that stock.
Well, that's great. It sounds like a real simple process. Can you give me an idea of how many stocks you make available to the consumers? I notice you have a lot of the major companies. Is there a certain number that you have available?
Yeah, so we've got over 1,000 stocks to choose from today. Everything in the S&P 500, and then an additional 500 stocks and ETFs that are very popular. We also have ADRs, so there are foreign companies in there. There's also ETFs like gold or the coffee index or the S&P 500 that you can choose from. And we find that there is a real 80-20 rule here. You know, the top stocks that we see continuously purchased and redeemed, you know, are Disney stock, Apple stock, Tesla, Facebook, Google, Berkshire Hathaway, and then ETFs like gold and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ are always popular as well.
We don't do
any stocks, and we don't do things that you know, have low liquidity and you know, could encourage bad behavior. But everything that you normally want to trade is definitely there.
Do you ever get requests for a particular stock that maybe you currently don't offer?
We do. So we add new stocks all the time as long as they meet our liquidity requirements. You know, when Uber and Airbnb and Snapchat eventually go public, those will be added in right away. As new company offerings come out, we definitely include it. And given we can see the popularity across our network, you know, we start swapping out cards, you know, periodically on the store shelves for those that we see that are most popular.
Wow.
Right now,
I was going to just ask real quick, any chance of investors getting in on any IPOs, or is that outside your realm of activities?
Right now, we're just focused on those that are already publicly available and available to trade. But in our system, you know, we go out several decimal points. So, you know, even with something like Berkshire Hathaway or Amazon, you know, you could buy as little as $1 worth. And then, you know, when you come into our system, there aren't any account minimums. And if you ever want to sell your stock, it's just a flat 99 cents for any amount and then free to transfer the money out. If you want to ship your shares out to another brokerage, we allow that as well. If you want to send it to a Fidelity or Schwab account. What we find, though, is this is the perfect starter account for anyone that wants to learn about the stock market. And they may not have, you know, thousands of dollars to invest, but certainly they'd like to put $25, $50 at a time to work. And then, you know, gradually add more and learn about their companies and track their stock.
I see. So you mentioned there's a 99-cent fee to sell. Is there any fee to purchase?
So it's a flat $2.99 for any e-gift up to $100, and you can really, you know, buy that you know, both for yourself or for someone else. Uh-huh. And if you basically transfer money, if you open the brokerage account and then transfer money in, it's a flat 99 cents just as well just to buy the stock. No more.
Wow.
The physical cards at the store cost a little more because we've got to pay for the cost of manufacturing the card and distribution and interchange.
Uh-huh.
But generally, it's just a couple bucks on top, 99 cents to a few dollars on top of the face value.
Wow. Well, those are pretty low. Those are pretty low fees or commissions. Can Stockpile be profitable with fees that low?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there have been a lot of technology advances over the last few years that we've really taken advantage of. One is that our brokerage is 100% digital, so mm-hmm. all of the tax forms, the statements, the proxy statements, the transaction statements, the annual reports are all in PDF form.
Uh-huh.
So when you sign up for a Stockpile brokerage account, you're signing up to be 100% digital. And I think that's plagued the industry for quite some time. Paper is very expensive these days to send out on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So we've really been able to leverage these sorts of things. You know, with the growth of Amazon Web Services, we can turn on another server, uh-huh. you know, almost instantly as more traffic comes. And given this, we've been able to really keep costs down, and we're profitable at that level as well.
Wow, well, that's great. Now, is there basically one trade per day for all transactions? In other words, if several people want to buy or several people want to sell the same stock, are they all batched together and then it's traded at one time? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so what's really important, a really important distinction here to note is that every account is a standalone account in the beneficiary's name. Every individual account is SIPC insured. Mm-hmm. So it's not some sort of a pooling arrangement
mm-hmm.
That we do. But what we do at the end of each day at the, is we take, you know, each security and look at all of the positions, all the buys, all the sells, all the redemptions of gift cards into buying that particular stock like Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's say that at the end of the day, we've got a net buying position of $300 worth of Apple. We'll mm-hmm. go to the open market at the market on close price and buy the closest integer number of shares that would allow us to basically satisfy the position. And then we have the ability to get everyone the portion of the shares that they own based on the market on close price. And then Stockpile will just hold the leftover fractions for that security.
I see.
So Stockpile's exposure is very, very small, and ultimately, as a result, customers get exactly the amount that they want. And when you change it where you're buying by the dollar versus buying by the share, it really makes it a great, you know, way to sort of consumerize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reasons you generally aren't able to buy stock with a credit card is that if you place a market order in a the price ends up going up quite a bit, and there's a dispute. There's you know, no banks really want to take a risk on that. But when you're buying stock with a fixed dollar amount,
mm-hmm.
it really makes it palatable and easy to turn into a consumer product where you can actually, you know, use PayPal or Amazon Pay or a credit or debit card to make those purchases.
Okay, that kind of brings me to my next question. Were there any issues dealing with the SEC in terms of getting approval for the stock gift cards?
You know, we took the approach from the very beginning to basically work directly with FINRA and the SEC and let them know everything that we're interested in doing before we even wrote one line of code. And as a result, it took a lot longer to get to market, but we've really developed, you know, a great understanding and you know, rapport and dialogue with Finra and the SEC as a result. So it, you know, it took us a few years to actually get all of the requisite approvals to do this. But once we got them, we then started to work out the the product arrangements, and we went on the racks last October in about 400 stores to test the concept, and based on the results over the holiday season last year, virtually every retailer, big box retailer and grocery store is now signed up to go national with us this year.
Wow.
And we think really it's because there's really a pent-up demand to own companies, and it's still very hard and complex and expensive. And if you can make it as easy as going to the store to buy bread, milk, and eggs, now you can buy Apple stock along with it, just put it in the shopping cart, and then at the end of the day, type in the claim code and add it. Can encourage some great savings and investment habits, and as a gift, it can get people to get started in the stock market, 10, 15, 20 years before they might normally do that. A lot of people describe this as the modern day savings bond, where if you used to get a savings bond as a present, now you can actually get a gift card for stock.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. So the SEC didn't give you a hard time about, people charging these with credit cards and, Reg T issues or anything along those lines. They were okay with that, I guess.
Well, this is a gift card, first and foremost.
A gift card?
Just like any gift card that you buy with a credit card today, there are no issues buying gift cards this way. And then ultimately the recipient decides what they want to do with this gift card. If they decide to redeem it for stock, then it's passed over to our broker-dealer to do that. If it's the other thing that you can do with it is redeem it for a normal retailer gift card well. So if you just want to take it for Domino's Pizza or Banana Republic e-gift card, you can do that as well.
I see. All right. Is there a maximum dollar amount on the cards, or is it like $25, $50 options, or what are the options that are available to consumers?
So the physical cards have denominations today of $25, $50, and $100. But if you go online, you can buy an e-gift card for up to $1,000.
Oh, okay.
And once you've opened the brokerage account and you're buying for yourself, then there's no limit.
I see. Okay. All right. So you said that you started last year actually marketing the cards. Is that what you said?
We started last year with our physical cards. E-gift cards have been around for a few years now, but the physical cards seem to be capturing everyone's imagination with what you can do, because particularly for kids, it's something tangible and physical that they can actually see. We're across, most retailers now: Toys R Us, Safeway, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Kmart, Staples, Target, HEB, lots of different Lowe's, lots of different stores, and we're seeing lots of interest. Wow. Lots of people over 30 buying them for people under 30.
Wow. So how has the growth of your company been doing?
And about 25% of our account base are kids and teens.
Oh, wow. 25%?
A full 25%.
Wow.
Yeah. Kids get their own login, their own login ID, and then if they want to actually request to place a trade, they can do it. And then the parent gets an alert on their smartphone, and if they approve it, we route the transaction to market. So my 12-year-old, just got an alert. He wants to buy another $10 of Tesla stock, and I approved it, and that will go to market. So most brokerages, when you're trying to show kids, teach kids about investing, they're just rows and rows of numbers. It's not that interesting. But here, they can really get involved directly.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a great idea. Now, suppose, let's say a child or even an adult says, okay, well, I've made some money on my Tesla or my Google or Apple. I want to sell it now and then wait a month or two. When they sell, does it go into a money market fund, a bank account? Where does it reside when it's still with stockpile?
Yeah, it goes into the cash portion of the stockpile brokerage account, and stockpile clears with Apex Clearing. It's the same clearing firm for a lot of new age brokerages, Robinhood and Wealthfront and others. Mm-hmm. And you do make a little bit of a return when you hold it in cash.
Uh-huh.
And if you ever want to then basically have that money transferred to your bank account, that could be done for free.
Wow. Okay. How has the growth been for your company, like over the last year and last, you know, I guess, few years since you've started? Has it have you seen major increase in interest? And I know you're offering it in a lot of stores across the country, but I mean, has it really been catching on with consumers?
You know, it has, and there's and I'll give you some data points that seem to suggest that we're only at the beginning. You know, we had companies order over 1 million cards from us last year, and then, you know, based on the results, we've had significantly more ordered this year. Sure. And judging by the interest in the media, Cramer at CNBC has just gone crazy wild over this, loves it. You know, there's a lot of human interest in this, and you know, everyone's looking for an easy way to sort of get help to educate kids, you know, on investing, and educate a lot of first timers, because what we're finding is, you know, there are stats there that
you still there? I can't hear you if you're. Oh, there you are. I can hear you now.
Sorry?
Yeah, now I can hear you. You dropped off for a few seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, yeah, 86% of Americans don't own a direct stock. And so if you think about and the reason really is it's extremely expensive, and it's still complicated to open a brokerage account. So now, you know, if you own $25 of a stock and the stock market tanks and goes down 10%, mm-hmm. well, you've lost $2.50.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if you've overextended yourself by having to buy, you know, a few thousand dollars worth, you know, then you may really be in trouble. So, you know, I think it's just like anything, any other industry where, you know, you started off with, you know, music by the album, or computers in specialized computer stores. You know, now you can buy them anywhere, and they become your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, you know, we sort of seeing stock evolve in the same way, and it's becoming like iTunes. You know, 99-cent pricing and uh-huh. the ability to buy by the dollar rather than by the share.
Uh huh. Are there any plans for Stockpile to go public in the near future?
We're very happy to be developing our company and serving a need and building out our products. You know,
mm-hmm.
Right now we're still a young company. We're well funded, but we've got a long way to go before we're interested in something like that.
Yeah,
we're going to focus on other public companies for now.
Uh-huh. Okay. Finally, last question. Do you have any suggestions you can give to a first-time investor?
You know, I think one of the most exciting developments here, what we're doing, is that, you know, people say, you know, don't buy individual stocks because they're too expensive and you can't diversify. You know, if you've got $1,000, but... you know, and you want to buy individual stocks, well, Amazon's $800, Google's $800. Mm-hmm. There's no way to diversify, but now you can. So, you know, the old adage of, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket is true, and that's just never been, you never really been able to effectively do that with individual stocks, and now you can. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, diversification strategy absolutely in this day and age makes sense, and it's even easier now because you can throw a bunch of individual stocks in the mix. You could buy, you know, 1,000 different stocks, you know, for 1,000, you know, a little over, $1,000 as mm-hmm. an example. You could basically diversify quite a bit. So mm-hmm. I'd say that, that's what's new and special now is you can also, aside from even individual stocks, you can diversify through ETFs, and ETFs have really gone up in popularity, and there are all sorts of things you can do, whether it's, you know, let's say lithium or palladium or the coffee index or gold or the S&P 500. You know, they're all now available via ETFs, and you can buy by the dollar.
Mm-hmm. Great. All right. Well, if somebody wants more information about Stockpile, they would go to, is it stockpile.com?
We've got a store tracker, so if you want to find a local store that has physical cards, you can do that on our website, or you can buy an e-gift right off of Stockpile or a physical card right off of stockpilegifts.com.
Well, that's great. I mean, I think this is a great advance and a great idea, and I'm sure you're going to continue to do well, and I really encourage people to take advantage of these stock cards. I think this is a fantastic idea. Well, thanks, Dan. I really appreciate your time and appreciate you enlightening us about this.
Well, thanks for all of your support out there, and thanks, everyone, for your time.